What is up? You're listening to a brand new mini episode of the Lunchbox Chats. How are you, everyone? I'm Esty. So Laura and I are doing something a little different. We decided that with these mini episodes, we're going to do some collectively and some solo. So here is my first solo mini episode ever in the history of LBC. I'm reporting live from my couch. Because I am not well. And I don't mean that as if like I'm ill, meaning that I am exhausted and I wanted to do this episode because I had committed to it and I physically cannot walk up my stairs to get into the studio. And that just will tell you guys how tired I am. But, anyway, enough about me. So this is gonna be very, very different for me. I'm not used to doing a mini episode by myself. Like I said in the beginning, this is like the first time I'm doing this. So bear with me. I don't know how this is gonna be. But anyway, so one of our lovely chatters, she had asked to remain anonymous, so I will not blow up her spot. She had sent me an article. She had sent us an article via DM and had asked for us to elaborate on this topic. I already spoke about it with Laura, and Laura said that I could talk about it, so here I am. So I'm going to switch apps really quick. Hopefully it doesn't fuck up the sound quality, because I've never been on an app more sensitive than this one. Okay, is it this one or is it this one? No, that's not the one. It's got to be this one. Yes. Okay. So apparently there is a woman. The article, it's from Mirror Magazine. I don't know. I've never heard of it. They're out of the UK. So there's that. So woman has sex with ghost every night for 20 years, but dumps him over his fangs. Yes, you chatters, you heard that correctly. So, after a 2-decade-long passionate fling, a woman has admitted to dumping her ghost lover after she saw his terrifying face and doesn't want him to contact her again. A woman has claimed she's been sleeping with a ghost for 20 years, but the relationship turned sour when she caught a glimpse of the ghouls. Is that what they're called? Ghouls or gals? Whatever. Ghoul's terrifying face. Paula Flores says her relationship with the ghost started when she was younger and led to 2 decades of passionate nights together. She even went as far as to claim that the spirit always initiated it. Ooh. Despite falling in love with the supernatural soul, the pairing soon turned cold when the woman saw the ghost's face, describing him as a large male figure with fangs and the face of a gargoyle. Paula then decided she didn't want to contact him again. The woman from Colombia shared her romance on the TV show Sin Coretta on the state-owned Channel 1, where she explained to the show's host, Juan, how the relationship started. One day I was lying down when I felt a hand move from my feet to my chest, and it was strange. I was scared. From that moment on, he started coming on to me like a spirit to have sex with me, she claimed. She admitted to enjoying their steamy sessions every night until she got a glimpse of his face. She added that the last time I saw his face was when I didn't want to continue. I mean, I'm not going to continue reading this article because I can't. I can't believe that this is a thing, and it's so much a thing that I'm going to bring it on the mini episode. So, Paula, I don't know if you listen to the Lunchbox Chats podcast, but Laura and I discuss many topics on this podcast, and this is certainly not one of them. However, for the sake of my sanity, I have a lot of questions. So there are like a list of people that I hope one day come on the Lunchbox Chats. One being the lovely porn star who has 2 uteruses. And Paula, I would like for you to come on the Lunchbox Chats as well and be our second guest. Because how does that like happen? How does a ghost feel you up? And for 2 decades, I mean, that's a long time to be having sex with a ghost. And I just want to know, like, I'm not trying to be a perv or anything, but, like, what does that consist of? Like, I would like to you to, like, explain to us, because in the article, I've read the whole thing. There's no details. And I mean, as far as you guys know me, and as long as we've been doing this podcast, which has been 4 years, you guys know me. I need details. I have questions. I'm more of, like, an abstract person. I need to see how this is going to pan out. And like I said, that's 2 decades of getting it in with the ghost. And then I have another, and then like the other side of the story is this, right? Like you finally see his fotch and then you're not feeling it. So I guess love is blind or is not blind. Like, what is it? Like, and it's a ghost. I don't know. I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions. And like, she's dead ass. There's like, so you guys, like, I'll post the article whenever Laura decides to release this. I will post the article to our socials. There is a clip in the article that, if you click on it, so I don't know how this works. If I post it to our socials, like, will then you guys be able to link the other article that's attached, or I'm sorry, the link that's attached to this article? I don't know. I've never done that before. But anyway, so yeah, like, there's like a little clip on it that you see her, and like, it, like, very, like, her in the interview, she's very steadfast about it. She gives no fucks. Like, she's very, pretty much in it. And then she's just like, then when she's admits to seeing his fotch, like, she's disgusted. Like, in the beginning, she talked about it like she's in love, and like, she just got that, like, you know, glow to her, like she's been just fuck, like, dick down for like hours. And then, like, when Juan questions her, she, not that she gets angry, but she's just like disgusted. And I don't know how I feel about that, you guys. Like, I really don't. Like, I just feel like, again, it's 2 decades of getting digged down by this ghost, and like, he or she, I don't know how that works, was clearly doing something right for that long, you know. And then I have question, like, my other question too, like I was saying, I was like, for 2 decades, like, was this like an open relationship? Was this like a relationship where you see, like, where you just together and you just get it in, and then like, you could be with other people, and like, did you discuss the future? Like, do you, like, you know, how do you, I know this is gonna sound so freaking stupid, but like, children, like, what's that conversation like, and how does one speak to a ghost? Like, is there pillow talks? Like, I feel dumb having this conversation, number one, by myself, and number two, asking the chatters this. But like, I don't know, like, Laura and I had this whole big thing about it, and I'm just like, is this really happening? Like, is this what's on the news? And yeah, so you guys, help me out. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know, you know, if we lost brain cells together in this conversation. But I'm not well. And clearly neither is Paula. Paula, girl, I think it's time to go seek professional help, in many ways than one, in regards to, like, your relationship, the people that you choose to be in relationships with, girl. I mean, and like, I would, and another question, again, really, really dumb. Like, did this start in the fall season, or did this happen like after the season? Like, how does, I just can't, I, you know, I just can't. And yeah, so you guys, let me know what you think. Let me know how I sound talking by myself, speaking about a female getting dicked down by a ghost. And never in my life did I think that I'd be talking about it here on our podcast, because, you know, this is what we do. We bring the hot topics and all the content that we could possibly come and create with to you guys. And, you know, I could speak for both Laura and I, where I appreciate you guys send us these obscure articles, topics, discussions, if you will. And I love that you guys trust us to have these conversations. And, you know, we do the best we can here on LBC. We're always showing up and showing out. And, you know, it is what it is. But I'm going to go and try to recharge because I just feel fucking dumb. And I hope that my first mini episode, I mean, this is going to go down in fucking LBC history. That's for sure. That this is what we're discussing here on LBC, but, I look forward to reconvening with Laura, in the future. And, yeah, again, please let me know what you guys think. You know, you call me out too, if this is shitty, if it's, you know, if it's great, I don't care either. I mean, not that I don't care, that came out wrong. I want the feedback, but like, I kind of needed to have this conversation because it was requested. And, we are both doing different topics, like with mini episodes. And again, like I said, at the beginning of this episode, we are doing it collectively and then separately. So for why we thought this one would be great for me to do it by myself, who the fuck knows, but here we are. But as always, you guys, you could catch us on all the platforms where you could listen to our podcast. And as always, head over to our socials because I'm going to be posting this article when it comes out on our Lunchbox Chats Instagram page and Facebook page. And my goodness, until next time this mini episode comes out, for the love of God, I hope it's with Laura. Have a good one, guys. Take care.